Hi everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. This is Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And we didn't say anything last episode, but last episode was our 60th episode.
No,
Yeah.
50th.
No, 60th.
OMG.
So today is our 61st movie.
Wow.
We watched Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
One of my favorites.
It's from 1994. It's rated PG-13, and it was directed by Tom Shadyac.
Shadyac. Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
If it's wrong, sir, forgive us.
Yeah, we are dumb Americans.
So see.
Oh, well, okay. Just never mind then.
Okay.
It got 47% on Rotten Tomatoes, 37 on Metascore. And 6.9 out of 10 on IMDb.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like IMDb is a little low,
A lot
but
low.
it is a 30-year-old movie.
25.
Whatever.
1994.
Sure. No, it's 30. It's 2024.
OMG, where have I been for a year? You're right. 34.
30.
30. I told you I didn't feel
Are
good.
you just going to start spitting out numbers?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be like the debate. I'm just going to say anything and it's going to be the truth.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. We're not going to go there.
Already did.
The budget was about $15 million.
Yes, I thought that that was a little low for this type of a movie.
But for that time period, no.
Oh, you know what? You are absolutely right.
For this being Jim Carrey's big movie, well, he was in some movies in the 80s, but like this was like his
His big
big
premiere
movie.
movie.
Yeah.
And he made $350,000 for it. It's reputed that that's what he made for this movie.
Really? 350,000?
That's all, yeah.
I mean, but still,
But back then,
for 3 weeks work,
yeah. In 94,
I'd take it.
I would too.
I'd take it today.
I would too.
Are you sure that the worldwide gross is $107.2 million?
Yeah. They broke it down. US is 72 and all other is 35.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The plot is that a goofy detective who specializes in animals goes in search of the missing mascot of the Miami Dolphins. That is the long and short of it.
That's the whole story.
Yeah.
That is the whole story. And trouble ensues along the way.
Yeah. Also hilarity.
Well, yes, of course, hilarity. That's top of it.
Yeah. The cast was Jim Carrey, Courtney Cox, Sean Young, Tone Loc, Dan Marino, Noble Winningham, Troy Evans, Rain or Shine, get it?
Yes,
Rain
I
or
do.
Shine, the guy, that's the guy that played Woodstock.
Yep.
Udo Kier, David Margolies, John Capadice, Alice Drummond, and Mark Margolis.
And a whole lot of others. A whole
Yeah.
lot of the Miami Dolphins at the time
Oh yeah.
were in it.
And Randall Tex Cobb had a really, really tiny role as the gruff guy at the beginning, getting the glass package.
Yes. That's the best part of the movie. You know, when you think of getting a delivery, that's what you think of. When you think of a delivery, that's what you think of.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
So I got some trivia. What do you got?
A bit about the director. You want to
Okay.
hear that?
Sure.
He wrote this with he wrote the screenplay with Jack Bernstein, and Jim Carrey helped
Okay.
fill it out. He's the youngest. He was the youngest gag writer for Bob Hope.
Oh boy, okay.
I was amazed.
So is this guy 110?
No, he's I didn't write it down. He's 60-ish,
Okay.
I think.
You can't come on the computer.
Bob Hope. I thought that too. I thought this guy's got to be, 100 years old. And I looked to see what his age was, and it wasn't. I think he was born maybe in 50. So he's just a little. Oh. Ash was trying to help mom.
I think that claw touched bone.
Wow. Anyways, okay, back to Bob Hope. Bob Hope didn't die until 2003.
I know, because he was like 110.
I thought he died long before that.
No, he lived forever.
I know, and that's okay. I love Bob Hope. But Bob Hope has not been dead as long as I thought he was. He also directed Patch Adams, The Nutty Professor, Bruce Almighty, and several others. Lots of others.
He did Liar Liar too.
Bunch of
Carrey movies.
Yep. He must have liked to work with Jim Carrey. He did several movies with him.
Okay.
He's a former professor at Pepperdine University.
Wow, okay.
He's also taught at the University of Colorado at Boulder.
Sure.
And he taught film at the University of Memphis, which I'm very impressed with.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, this guy's all over the place. At age 24 in 1983, that's how old he was when he went to work for Bob Hope.
Okay.
24. He moved to L.A. And began his writing career. Throughout the 80s, he did acting, directing, and rewriting for 20th Century Fox.
Oh, okay.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective was his first major film. He executive produced TV shows. One of them was Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter. That kind of rang a bell in my head.
That's 8 Simple Rules. That was John Ritter's last project.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote it down. That's the only reason. Dawned on me that sounded familiar, so.
Okay.
Because I don't watch stuff like that on TV anymore, and I don't watch movies, so, this is crazy. He has, his production company is Shady Acres Entertainment.
That was the name of the mental institution.
It sure was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't connect that. And during 1999, he worked with Universal.
Oh, okay.
And then sometime in the 2000s, he had a pretty bad bicycle accident.
Oh, dear.
And in 2011, that's when he kind of stepped away from Hollywood.
Wow, okay.
2011, he did a documentary called I Am.
Okay.
And it's about his accident and how he worked to recover from that. And basically, he really reevaluated his life then. He really looked into what's wrong with the world and, different, very deep ideas like that.
Mm.
But it's his personal journey through this accident.
Okay.
And he has also written a book. 2013, he wrote a book, Life's Operating Manual. And again, he was considering, everything that had led up to this, that point in time, and how materialism has changed everything in everyone's lives, and how, how we operate now, and that set him on to change his lifestyle, doing charity work and working more for every man, I guess, is what what you would say.
Oh, okay.
He has a master's degree, and he did his award-winning short, Tom, Dick, and Harry, to accomplish this.
Okay.
He then rewrote and directed for Fox and Movies of the Week. When I was a kid, Movies of the Week was very important.
Yeah.
We watched that every week.
Okay.
His father is Richard Sr., and he was on the board of directors, and then he was CEO of St. Jude's Hospital.
Wow.
And
okay.
All of its foundations. And now his brother, Richard Jr., has taken over for his father, and he is now at St. Jude's.
Wow, that's cool.
Yep, they're a family of Lebanese ancestry, which Danny Thomas was Lebanese.
Okay.
And so his brother and him, and you know, have all worked for the betterment of everyone.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I like him. Sounds like a cool guy. I'm going to have to look for that documentary.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to see that. But he had some head injuries.
Ooh.
And he suffers from that concussion.
CTE.
Yes. Yes. So he's been, I guess that really never goes away.
No.
It sounds like. So,
yeah.
Yikes. So, yeah, that's what I got.
Okay.
About him. I like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got trivia.
Yeah, and I have other, I have stuff like that. You know, I blew your mind when I knew anything about Cannibal Corpse. You know, but I read it on the internet. But yeah, they changed their schedule, or they rearranged their schedule so that they could, their European tour, so that they could do this movie for Jim Carrey.
Cannibal Corpse is one of those bands that I should love.
Uh-huh.
Because I like music like that. I like death metal. I like thrash. I like stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I don't like Cannibal Corpse.
Well, there is a lot of screaming in their music.
That doesn't bug me at all. I like screaming music. But a lot of it is too much. It's too much.
Okay.
Like, because they have the song in this movie. It was called Hammer Smashed Face.
Yeah.
And they have other songs like, you know, Rape with a Knife.
Ow.
You know, just shit like that. And it's just a little thick.
Yeah.
And I don't, if it weren't so thick, I think I could get into it. But okay. I've tried.
Yeah, no. I
Because
I, get
I, sh- it. I should. I should love them.
Yeah.
But and now George Fisher, the lead singer, his George Corpse Grinder Fisher, he was not in this movie. I double checked. But he had been the singer for a long time. He does like toy drive type things at holidays. Like, he's just like a genuinely good human being.
Nice.
To sing songs with like Hammer Smashed Face and Raped with a Knife. He's just like a decent man. So, you know,
well,
you can't judge a book by its cover.
He leaves his work at work and his home at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, yeah, I know about Cannibal Corpse. George Corpse Grinder Fisher also did voices on Metalocalypse, the Brendan Small show about
that's the
rock
TV
band.
Show. Yes.
That, like, the world economy is based on them putting out albums and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a bad guy.
All right.
The original concept of Ace Ventura was that Ace was supposed to be a bumbling idiot until Jim Carrey was cast and kind of put his hands in it.
Right. Jim Carrey wanted it to be more of a 007 detective.
Yeah. And Jim Carrey had two conditions, that the comedy had to be so zany.
Yes.
It had to be ridiculous.
It was.
And that his character, despite his quirks, was actually good at his job.
And he was.
And he was.
Yes. And we talked about the improv. There was some improv.
A lot of improv. And it was all Jim Carrey that was like, we need to do it like this.
Yep. Well, that's why he was hired, because Tom had seen him on In Living Color.
Right.
And the sketch, and just thought he was very good, and that he wanted to make him a movie.
In Living Color, for what it was awesome.
Yes, I remember. I remember In Living Color.
So many people came out of In Living Color.
Yes.
So many people that you don't remember. J-Lo was a fly girl.
Right, I remember that.
I think Marissa Tomei, the other one. Rosie Perez.
Yes.
Rosie Perez was a fly girl.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
It's crazy.
Right.
And all, you know, the 15 Wayans children.
Right. All those Wayans brothers, yeah. All of them.
Now, we talked before the movie about how many people were approached to play Ace Ventura.
Right.
And I wrote down a few.
Okay.
You had mentioned Judd Nelson and Alan Rickman.
Uh-huh.
Do you know who Alan Rickman is?
A very familiar name. I did not go ahead and look him up to see who. I don't associate him with comedy, though.
He was the best friend in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh.
He was the boy whose dad's car they stole.
Okay.
And then trashed.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
Alan Rickman, who was also about 35 at the time that movie was made.
Right. Right.
But not only them, Rick Moranis.
Yes.
Straight up turned it down.
Yes. Yes. Turned it down flat. And David Alan Greer.
David Alan Greer. I wrote that down. I was like, what?
Yeah, he also turned it down. I can see him being Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Can't you?
David Alan Greer is Shakespearean trained. He's great.
But I could see him as in this part. Absolutely.
Adam Sandler turned it down.
I didn't see that.
Mike Myers, Chris Farley, David Spade, and Brandon Fraser were all considered.
Oh my gosh, the whole list.
Yeah.
Wow.
And at one point, Jack Lemmon wanted the role. But filmmakers thought that he was too old. He really put into for it. But remember, Jack Lemmon just seems to be crazy. We talked about that during The Muppets Christmas Carol, where he lobbied to play Kermit.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So he just sounds like a crazy person.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm that kind of crazy, so it's okay. You go, Jack.
Jim Carrey had his own personal chef on set.
Wow.
And the chef also prepared food for Jim Carrey's pet iguana.
Oh, I wonder if his iguana was the iguana
in the
apartment.
Movie? I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
You know, when they're looking at the picture of Ray Finkel in the football picture?
Yes.
That was actually Sean Young wearing a big mustache and a short wig.
Really?
That was actually Sean Young.
Oh, cool. Okay. Because there was no such person as that.
Right.
Yeah.
And like we said earlier, when we were talking, this movie couldn't be made today.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
The way that they brought across all this stuff was very insensitive.
Right. 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 Well, and part of that, too, when this went to the UK and home video to get it to a PG, a bunch of the several minutes of the movie had to be cut because of the crude humor and the homophobic stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it all had to be removed so that it could get a PG in the UK and for home video.
Yeah, but yeah. Like I said, we couldn't make this today.
No.
With the same jokes.
No.
And even
it's too bad because it's funny.
Even the way he treats Lois Einhorn at the end, even if it wasn't a man, just ripping off her clothes like that.
Right, you can't
to expose her. You can't do that.
Right. Right.
Woodstock's nickname for Ace is Saint Francis, in reference to Saint Francis of Assisi, the Catholic patron saint of animals.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
I wrote down a few of the ladies that were in line to play Melissa Robinson. Lauren Holly.
Uh-huh.
She and Jim Carrey went on to have a several year relationship and when they did Dumb and Dumber together.
And weren't they married for like
no
5 minutes?
I think they might have been engaged, okay. But I don't think they were ever married.
All right.
Oh, here's another one I missed for the role of Ace. Turned down by Rob Schneider.
Oh my gosh. And I also remember I mentioned to you that they had thought to make it a female.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura, a female, and Whoopi Goldberg was considered.
And that's crazy to me because
I don't think she's that kind of funny. She's a stand-up comedian, yeah, sure, but I don't see her as a...
But like I said, it could have been one of those things where it was either really funny or it was straight garbage.
Yeah.
Because she is one of those... either or comedians. You like her or you don't.
Correct.
And there's no middle ground with her.
Correct. I agree with you.
Carrie Ann Moss, she played Trinity in the Matrix movies.
I don't.
Okay.
Yep. Don't look at me for that.
And
but okay.
Taya Leone, she had
oh,
her
I
own
know who she is.
Sitcom, and I can't tell you what it was, but I know that she's been married to David Duchovny for 100 years.
Yes. Yes. Oh, what was her? Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't look it up.
She's a familiar name. Very interesting.
Ace's car is a 1972 Chevy Monte Carlo.
Yes. Poor thing.
Ace is wearing Ray-Ban Ballorama sunglasses.
Yeah.
Daniel Stern turned down the opportunity to direct this movie to reprise his role in City Slickers Part 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold. Daniel Stern, you know who that is?
No.
He was the tall, skinny Robert guy on Home Alone.
Okay, I do know who that is then. Yes, okay.
He was the narrator of The Wonder Years.
He's also a director?
Yeah.
Okay. Has he directed anything I know?
I didn't look that up, but I can look it up real quick.
Okay.
Daniel Stern.
Not that I've, you know, seen movies. I know of movies.
Yeah. It says actor, director, writer.
Huh.
He's directed 5 things. 7 episodes of the Paul... Oh, 1 episode of the Paul Reiser show. Who cares about Paul Reiser? 3 episodes of a show called Complete Savages. He directed Rookie of the Year.
I know that movie. Okay.
He directed 10 episodes of The Wonder Years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right. So TV and movies.
Yeah. The exterior shot of Ron Camp's mansion is that a Vizcaya Museum? Vizcaya Museum.
Okay.
In Key Biscayne, Florida.
All right.
And the last little bit of trivia I have is that the black eyes you see on Randall Tex Cobb were real. The actor just showed up to set looking like that. And they just figured that he had been in some bar fight or something the day before and just, you know, whatever. Come to work.
Okay. All right. I just looked up Tia Leone too.
Oh, okay.
She was in the action comedy film Bad Boys.
I don't care about that.
She was in The Naked Truth, television sitcom Flying Blind,
Nope.
Nope. Family Man, Jurassic Park, Deep Impact.
Okay, those are movies.
Spanglish.
That's a movie.
Fun with Dick and Jane.
That's a movie.
She was in all of those.
I think that's a Jim Carrey movie.
I think it was too, as a matter of fact.
No big sitcom that put her on the map.
She starred in the as Elizabeth McCord in the City CBS political drama series, Madam Secretary.
Nope.
Okay, well, that's, you know, that's just the highlights.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I thought there was something in, that she did in the 90s that, like, you know, made her stick out. People talked about her. And
it says her breakthrough role was the 95 action comedy film Bad Boys.
No, she was on TV.
In her early career, she starred in television sitcom Flying Blind and Naked Truth. That's just the little blurb at the top when you first turn on.
I don't know.
So, yeah, well, and she's 58. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, aren't we all? Very, very interesting. Stop reading. Yeah, when I turn the computer on, I got to look at a million things. Oh, I was going to look up Fun with Dick and Jane.
I'm pretty sure that's a Jim Carrey movie.
I seem to have seen that.
And I know that I have not seen it because it sounded stupid.
There he is, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
All right.
We had a stadium food theme meal. No beer this morning because we had drinks.
Yeah, but we forgot our beer. We could have had beer, too.
That's all right.
I don't know. Beer and hot chocolate might not go well together.
Not at all.
But beer and lemonade would.
Eh. I mean, it's still in there if you want it.
No, thanks.
Okay. We had hot dogs and tater tots.
And they were delicious, as usual.
And I made little football-shaped cookies with the laces out.
Yeah.
You can see pictures of all that on our Facebook.
And I'm sure they were better than Ray Finkel's mom made.
Yeah, because I made them with love and only a little bit of cuss words.
Well, she made them with love, too, but she made them with a lot of crazy, so, you know.
Well, there was a lot of crazy here, but because I only made like 6 cookies at a time, it was a fucking nightmare. It was a whole production.
Aww. My God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Next time we'll just buy cookies and cut them out with a cookie cutter. How's that sound?
I thought about ordering cookies from the bakery. Just a dozen cut out.
That's way too much.
But then I was just like, that's going to cost you way more money than it is to just suck it up and, you know, buy a tube of cookie dough and make it yourself.
Yeah. Aww.
And then as soon as I open the cookie dough, Justin's right next to me. And he's like, you know, the cookie dough package says you can eat this because the eggs are pasteurized.
Was that a hint that he wanted some?
Yes.
Okay. Why didn't he just say, I'd like a piece of that right now, please?
But, like, as soon as I cracked it open, he's standing right there, just looking at me like, hi, how are you?
Like the cats when you open a can of tuna.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're opening the can of tuna, there's nobody there, and then you turn around and like, what?
I'm here for the toll.
Oh, my goodness. That's fun. Yeah, okay.
We made a TikTok. Mom is holding a critter doll, and I'm holding an actual critter who did not want to be held. It was very funny.
I know it was. And I thought that I'd never even gave it a thought that I should have brought some kind of a stuffed animal. I have a few stuffed animals at my house.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wasn't picking up one of those cats. Oh. I like my eyeballs.
I don't care. Anything for art.
I guess. I don't pick up Reginald Manchego at all.
I picked him up only one time when he and I were spending the week together.
Okay.
And that was only because Justin came over and came in the front door.
Oh.
And Reginald Manchego came flying out from wherever Reginald Manchego hides. And he was like, ah! And I scooped him up. I said, absolutely not.
Right.
I said, Justin, get in this house. Shut the door.
Every time Blythe comes in the house, she picks Reginald up. And he just lays there.
Yeah, I don't know. He did fight me. He was just like, oh, okay, we're doing this. And then I put him down and he was just like, I don't know if I like that, but I'm not going to say anything.
But yeah, so I don't do it.
I picked Butterscotch up the other day because she was nosing into Creepo's food. And I said, you got your own food pile.
Aww.
So I kind of picked her up and moved her back over to her pile.
And she let you?
Yeah.
Okay. She must trust you then.
She does.
With her personal space.
Yeah.
Nice.
She only came for rubs the other day because I put food down and there, I came back and there was food.
Oh. Maybe she had already eaten at another house.
I'm guessing she did.
Yeah. Poor thing. Lives outside.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I've tried to bring her in.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
She said no.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine that conversation, yeah. Okay. Ira Newborn did the music.
Okay.
Did the score. He's done a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot of stuff. Ferris Bueller. You just mentioned that.
Okay.
Bueller. Bueller. Weird Science, 16 Candles.
Okay.
So he's done a lot of movie music.
Sure.
He wrote music for B.B. King.
Wow, okay.
Cool. I thought that was pretty darn cool. He worked with John Hughes on the Blues Brothers.
John Hughes?
John Hughes?
John Hughes didn't do the Blues Brothers.
Music?
John Hughes isn't a music guy. John Hughes is a director.
John, I wonder if I wrote that wrong. No, I have John Hughes down here.
Maybe that guy's name is John Hughes. Well, not to be confused with the famous director John Hughes.
Maybe that's why. Maybe it's a different name and I made it up into John Hughes.
Let me, Blues Brothers. And you said he's the what? The music guy?
Musical, yeah. Yeah, he's kind of a jazzy kind of guy because he's the musical director for the group Manhattan Transit. Do you know who they are? Do you remember who they are?
I know who they are.
A cappella stuff? They did jazz and a cappella?
I have John Strauss and John Michael Weaver.
I wonder where I got that from.
John Hughes is a director. John Hughes directed, like, 16 Candles. And, like, I think he did Pretty in Pink, too.
Maybe I got my sentences mixed up.
Maybe.
Okay. But he's done lots of movie music, so.
Okay.
You know, that's pretty talented. I think.
Sure.
And you talked about the gardens in Florida. The movie was also filmed at what was Sun Life Stadium, where the Dolphins played until 1987.
Oh, okay.
Coconut Grove, Miami Beach. And the police station stuff was the St. Augustine Police Department.
Oh, no way. Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting since we've been to St. Augustine.
Yeah, I've been to St. Augustine.
Yeah. Thank God we weren't at the police station.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah. So I like this movie. I've seen this movie before. I've probably seen this movie a number of times.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's been on television and I saw it at the theater.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
No. 894?
94.
No, I did not see this at the theater.
Okay.
Because I wasn't seeing movies in 94. You kids were little. No, uh-uh.
Yeah.
TV.
Probably.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I like it. You know me, mindless entertainment.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And this is nothing but mindless entertainment.
Absolutely.
When you're chewing that gum. Holy cow.
Makes me want to gag a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot. One piece of gum can make me gag. 15. Oh, my goodness. And a young Don Marino.
Dan Marino.
See, that's how much I know about football.
Well, but Dan Marino was kind of coming to the end of his line in 94.
Yes. I wonder when he retired. I should look that up. You going to look that up?
I'm going to look that up.
I will then mention some of the people that we have known that have passed in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, okay, yeah. We've lost a few.
Yes. Willie Mays at 93. And we just saw the baseball movie, Willie Mays Hayes.
Right.
You know, so we know who Willie Mays is.
Yeah.
Donald Sutherland died at 88.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen a Donald Sutherland movie,
what
you haven't
been
alive.
Yeah.
He did something like 200. I didn't write down. He did 260 movies.
Something like that. He was in the Hunger Games movies.
Yes.
He played the president.
Yes.
He was in all sorts of stuff.
All kinds of movies. All kinds. I did not write any of them down. Like I said, if you don't know who Donald Sutherland is, you know, hang up your human card.
Yeah.
He's been on TV and theater and movie screens. Everybody should know who he is.
Yeah. He was in MASH.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And then just yesterday, Martin Mull.
Martin Mull, friend of the pod.
Yep.
Colonel Mustard.
Yep. We have seen the Clue movie 100 times. And
at least.
He was an important part of that. And many, many more movies. I didn't write any of those down either. But he's been an actor for a long time. Died at 80. Did I say that?
Yes, I think so.
So
but yeah. Still. Yeah, he was on TV for years.
Yeah.
He did all sorts of things. You know, he went to school to be a painter. He had a master's degree in painting.
No.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And he said that, you know, a lot of people have day jobs. His day job just happens to be really fun and buys lots of paint.
Yep. And his son is Kiefer Sutherland. I mean,
Donald
he's...
Donald Sutherland's son. We're talking about Martin Mull.
Sorry. I'm jumping around too much. Donald Sutherland's son, Kiefer Sutherland. You've seen him for years now in many movies.
Oh, yeah.
Willie Mays died 2 days before the Negro League stats were all... He knew that the Negro League stats were all incorporated into the Major League Baseball stats, and he was going to be presented with a award, so to speak, because of his work, his achievements in the Negro Leagues and in the Major Leagues.
Yeah.
So, you know, we lost some good people this last couple of weeks. So
yeah.
We'll never get that back. We'll never get that stuff back.
No, Donald Sutherland was one of those actors that could give you a look that would melt your heart and in the same breath give you a look that just made you shit your pants.
Yeah.
Like, he was one of those actors that could be... literally anything.
And which is amazing to me because he was so he had such a distinctive face.
Yeah.
But he blended into so many different roles.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hawkeye Pierce. He was Hawkeye Pierce.
Yeah. My personal favorite, and I put this on Facebook when he passed, is Ordinary People.
Uh-huh.
He plays a father, a grieving father. One son has died. One son has tried to kill himself. He's actively grieving the death of one son. He's actively trying to help heal the hurt son. And his whole family is coming apart.
Oh.
It's a heart-wrenching movie. Mary Tyler Moore plays his wife, who is an stone cold bitch in the movie. Oh, how you want to see Mary Tyler Moore like you've never seen her before? Ordinary People.
Oh,
it's
my.
Amazing. She is a stone cold bitch. And he is just this man that is trying to just hold everything together while holding himself together. And it's, oh my God, it's a beautiful movie. Robert Redford directed it.
Yep.
And if you want to see a movie that will hurt your soul, watch that. It's beautiful.
Oh, nice. Nice.
What else is going on?
Golly, I can't think of another thing. I already made my political commentary. The weather has been better here.
Yeah, it's supposed to get really hot again, though.
Yeah, but it is summer now. So we have to respect that fact.
Yeah.
When it was 1,000 degrees and it wasn't summer yet, that's kind of hard to take. So.
Yeah.
Golly, I don't know. I don't know anything that's going on.
Nothing going on.
No. Isn't that crazy?
It is. Well, I mean, everything's going on, but, you know, nothing really worth talking about. The presidential debate was the other night. It was, you know, whatever. It's two bumbling idiots, you know.
Yeah,
clawing at each other. Just, it's insane. We need better. We deserve better.
We deserve better. Right. Right. Oh, that it's crazy where it's going, but
Trump did say that Democratic run states allow abortions up through 9 months and
after birth. How can you have an abortion after birth? I don't exactly know how that works. Do they push the baby back in and then take it out?
I don't know. But I read the local news page every morning, and there was a fact check section about it. And I was like, okay, let me just for, you know, shits and giggles, let's see what this has to say. And so it said that Trump said that, and it said this is patently false. That's called an abortion after birth is called infanticide, which is illegal in all 50 states.
Yes.
And then they talked to a doctor who said that even if the baby is dead in utero, you are still birthing something.
Yes.
So
I have a friend who lost her baby at 5 months, and she had to carry it for a couple more months before her body was ready to give birth to the baby.
How did she not get sepsis?
Oh, they treat you. They treat you.
Oh my God. Okay.
And then they induce, and oh, it's awful. It's awful.
Yeah. But still, you have given birth.
Yes.
even if the baby does not survive that, it has been born.
Yes.
And what we're not going to talk about is how maternal care for women and babies
right.
in the United States is so fucking pathetic.
Right.
My friend had a planned C-section. They did not give her enough anesthetic, and she was laying there on the table saying, I can feel you cutting me. And they're like, no, 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 that's the pressure. She said, it is not pressure. I can feel skin being ripped apart. You need to do something. And it wasn't until her husband was like, maybe you should listen to her, that they did something for her.
Oh, my God. I've heard that before. Not just C-sections, but other surgeries.
The cleaning lady at work, her daughter just had a baby. Her daughter had edema for the last few months of her pregnancy, and her legs swelled to the size of tree trunk, and that was fine. And she got infections from her legs rubbing together. She fell and broke an arm because her legs were swollen and weren't working right. Her doctors were fine with that. This woman is also a person of color, so
that's even worse.
The the cleaning lady was telling us, I was like, how, you know, how's the baby? How, you know, is your daughter okay? And she's like, no, she got home from the hospital, fell and broke her leg.
Oh
I said, what
my
the
God.
fuck are you supposed to do with an infant, a brand new baby, and two broken limbs?
Oh my God. That poor girl.
Yeah. And
Oh.
she said that the doctors were trying to tell her that it was an alert that some medicine they gave her during the C-section gave her an allergic reaction that closed her throat. She said she had a C-section on Wednesday. Her throat closed on Saturday. That's not how allergic
No,
reactions work.
that's not how it
She
works.
can't tell me that's how an allergic reaction works. Oh my fucking God.
Wow.
This is 2024.
I know. I know. I don't. I do not understand how that can happen.
It's psychotic to me
Yeah.
that we don't listen to women, that we
No.
don't take care of women. The world would not survive without women. So what are
Correct.
we doing?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you saw it at the hospital, and the when I went to the hospital and all the pain I was in, they weren't willing to give me, they were not really willing to give me anything.
No, they thought you were just playing.
Yeah.
The whole thing was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Also, the hospital that you were at and the girl that just broke her leg were same hospital.
I'm not even surprised.
So,
Well, when Aaron went into the into the emergency room because he'd been sick after his transplant, they didn't even call the transplant team. And I think that if you have a patient that's had a transplant, that would be the first call I would make.
yeah.
I'll tell you, you're right. I mean, the state of medicine now. And what, why is it like that? Is it
Like, there is no such thing as compassionate care anymore.
no.
It's just pill mill.
Yeah.
Just can you put a band-aid on it? Fucking
Yeah,
put a band-aid on it. Why are you
let's
bothering
get some
me?
tests and I'll see you later.
Yeah. I'm not going to do anything for you. I'm just going to tell you that you're being crazy and send you on your way.
Yeah.
What?
I
What
don't
am I paying
understand.
you for?
And what are we paying? What are we paying?
Astronomical.
Yep. And we wonder why people can't afford insurance, because it's even more expensive to have insurance.
Yeah.
I don't know where everything is going.
It's all crazy, and I don't understand why.
Nope. Nope. Nope, that poor girl. Oh
Yeah,
my
I said, how are you
God.
supposed to take care of an infant with a bum wing?
Right.
And then a
And
broken
now a
leg?
broken leg. You can't
Jesus
even get
Christ.
to the baby with the and help it with the bum wing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that poor girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes. And unfortunately, we hear stories like that all the time.
It's just amazing to me that, you know, America's the best nation in the world. We're a first world nation.
Yep.
What?
We have all this
Our
money and
infant mortality rate is what?
yeah. Yeah.
The rate of death during birth is how?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
Absolutely not.
yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't know. It's all a mess. It's all a mess and it's all awful.
Yep. And we are suffering from it. We are the ones that are suffering. We're not getting, and when I say we, I'm talking about most women
Adequate care?
are not getting adequate care.
No.
Because it's in your mind, honey.
Yeah.
Go home and be calm.
There's nothing wrong with you. You're just fat.
Oh, I have heard that so many times. You know, there's nothing wrong with you. You need to lose some weight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank you for looking at my toes and telling me that.
Yeah, I'm glad I spent my, you know, my $30 and then my insurance is $500 for you to tell me that. I don't have a mirror.
Right. Right.
I would never have known that I was too fat without you telling me.
No.
Wow.
I had a doctor tell me I wouldn't have carpal tunnel if I lost some weight. That has nothing to do with your weight.
I did just... the girl that could feel the C-section cut just told me that she developed carpal tunnel while she was pregnant. And after she was done being pregnant, it went away. I said, how does that work?
Well, you know what? Your hormones, your hormones run everything in your body. I grew 2 inches while I was pregnant with you.
Yeah.
I grew. 25-year-old person growing, that doesn't happen. I would think that would be something hormonal in your bones.
Yeah. It was crazy to, I don't not believe her, but it was just something that sounds unbelievable, you know?
Yeah. But I believe her because I grew 2 inches while I was pregnant with you.
I 100% believe her because I don't think she's one of those people that just tells stories to tell stories.
Yeah.
So it was just shocking to me. Like, what's... okay.
I get it. That's all, you know, it's a little bone in your wrist that nerves run through. So why not? Your nerves have to be affected when you're pregnant. They have to be.
Well, I'm sure.
But wow.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a doctor told her that can't happen. I'm sure a doctor told her that.
I didn't ask. I didn't ask that far. And she didn't offer. But
oh my God.
But still, I was surprised.
Yeah.
But I guess anything that can happen will.
Absolutely.
So, you know, why not?
Yeah. 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 Craziness.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't, you know, who do you trust?
Nobody. You ain't trust nobody.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you can't trust the lawyers. You can't trust the doctors. Can't trust the politicians. Who's left?
I don't even trust you.
I was just thinking that. There's two people in this room, and I trust one of them. And that one is the black and white guy, you know. Where's Ash? I trust him.
Yeah. I was just going to say, there's two cats in this room. I only trust one of them. It's Jelly Bean.
Oh, my gosh. We're pathetic, aren't we?
And Lula's a wild card. We're not even going to talk about Lula.
Yeah.
She was fighting with her foot this morning. It was giving her fits, and she was just fighting with it.
And then she was up on her perch, and she was fine until Ash came roaring in and flew up onto another perch near her and just set her off.
Yeah. She let him know. That he disrupted.
Wait a minute here. That was pretty funny.
She is amusing.
And Ash knew he was in a bad spot. He had his head down in the bed of the perch so that she couldn't whack him. Because he really thought he was going to get whacked.
He did. He just kept looking at her like, are you going to hit me? Oh.
And she thought about it long and hard. Good girl. Put those men down.
I tell the girls at work, the one girl has two kids that one is 8 going on 15.
Ugh.
And I said, you want me to tell her stories from the 80s where, you know, my parents beat the hell out of me, you know, for fun. And she was just like, she doesn't understand it because, like, she looks at my parents and are like, oh, your great grandparents. But she can't wrap her head around the fact that they were at one time somebody else's parents and they might not have been great.
That's it. That, yeah.
That's it.
And I said, I'll tell her dark stories from the 80s. I don't, you know, who do I have to hide? And, you know, to scare the shit out of some little kid that's being Brett, I'm more than happy to do it.
Oh, Lord. That's crazy.
I told them how I learned how to ride a bike.
It didn't get bad until you flew over that parking mound.
It was bad the whole time.
Oh, okay.
It was doomed from the start.
Which I don't understand because it should have been so easy.
We didn't practice on the straightaways. We went right to the hill. And this is in 1987?
Probably.
No helmet.
What? A helmet?
No padding.
There's no padding in bike riding.
No training wheels.
Training wheels?
Let's just get on this bike and careen down a hill.
Oh, it didn't get bad until you jumped the curb and were aiming for the house.
I flew into a bush over the handlebars. It sucked.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm real sorry. It was the Tooth Fairy's fault.
I know. And then they were like, the Tooth Fairy? Like, what kind of Tooth Fairy did you have? I said, I don't know. You know, usually I got like a Barbie doll or something, but then I got a bicycle because it was time for me to learn how to ride a bike. They're like, well, did you learn how to ride a bike? I said, absolutely not. I said, I didn't get back on a bicycle until I was about 14 years old.
Then your sister taught you.
Yeah. Who had been riding a bike since she was about 3.
I think she started riding that bike that you flew off of immediately.
No, it was, it was after we had moved here. Somebody in the neighborhood had a little tiny bike. It was purple. And they would, one day it was laying in the neighbors on our left side. In their yard. She went over, picked it up, started riding it. It had those hard rubber wheels. It didn't even have, you know, tires. It had those hard rubber wheels.
Like on a tricycle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably the Adams.
No, this was at our house.
Oh.
So it was somebody from down the Hood Street.
Oh.
And she just got on it and started riding it like she had ridden a bike for her entire life.
Yeah, that's life.
Yep.
She has no fear.
Nope.
She just careens through life.
Uh-huh.
On her good looks and her charm.
Yeah. And I just careen through life just flying over handlebars every chance I get.
With your good looks and your charm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All that's really helping me.
I'm so sorry, baby. I'm so sorry.
So
I was a terrible mother. Terrible.
We had a good laugh about that. And Deborah wasn't standing there and Julia's like, you have to retell this to Deborah because she's like, I'm literally dying right now and I need to hear it again.
Oh dear. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
I said, I think I heard a sonic boom. I'm not sure.
On that day?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm pretty sure you did.
I said, you know, it was what, you know, we'd all consider a bunny hill. You know, it was about a 45 degree incline. Yeah. And it was what? Maybe 5 feet. You know, difference between the top of the hill and the straightaway?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So, you know, nothing.
But you know, if you would have kept going and went through the tree, she would have been downtown.
Yeah.
Down the hill, up the side of the other hill, and into downtown. I'm sorry, baby.
It's okay.
I was a terrible mother.
That's all right.
You should not have let me have children. Terrible. I was terrible. But that brings us to thinking of the other child. And I was in Tennessee for a visit.
Okay.
Went to 2 Buc-ee's.
That's fun.
OMG, you know I love to go to Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
Another one opened near Blythe. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's another one
Closer?
for me to, yes.
Okay.
Yes, so there's another one for me to go to. But I love them. I don't know what it is about a Buc-ee's, but if you've ever been to one, you know what I'm talking about. It's just so much fun.
Yeah.
And we went to the Ryman Theater and saw Josh Gates.
Yeah.
I think he just recently this week ended his tour.
Oh, okay.
It was fabulous. But he's a beautiful man and he has lots of fun. So I enjoyed it terribly.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes. I
I
forgot that I've had excitement this last couple of weeks.
had joked with the girls at work before you left. I said, if the fucking power is out at my mom's house, I said I'm just gonna tell her she can't go.
You know, there was a storm that day, and
Yeah.
I really thought about it. I thought, I can't leave. I cannot do that to Alexis again. It was
It
awful.
was awful for me.
I know.
3 days, no lights,
Oh.
no internet, no air conditioning.
Oh,
Sucked.
yeah.
Reginald Manchego didn't want nothing to do with me.
Well, he was hot too. He didn't want to be by anybody either. I did. I thought if it storms, I am canceling everything. Everything. But it didn't. It didn't. And you had power and air conditioning the whole time,
Yeah, it
right?
was great.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you notice my eyebrows? I got my
I
eyebrows.
did. They look fabulous.
I think they're a little dark.
I think they're a little bigger than they were the last time, too.
No, I just think it's because they're dark.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe they're bigger. I don't know. I have had an exciting couple of
You
weeks.
sure have.
Dang. Wonder what's coming up. Nothing.
Nothing. I'm just sitting here doing nothing.
Yeah, nothing. You can go to Tennessee with me next time and go to a Buc-ee's.
No, it's okay. I don't like being in a crowd.
Oh, and there's crowds there. Although we went to the one past Nashville.
You said in Crossville?
Yeah, Crossville, Tennessee, on a Sunday morning at like 8 a.m. We got in the car and drove there. And it was pretty thin. But by 10 o'clock, it was like the doors burst open and the buses landed. And Blythe says it's because everybody just got out of church. Everybody goes to church there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after church, they come to Buc-ee's. And I believe her.
Yeah.
It was like we were shopping, we didn't have to go around anybody, and then boom, there were a million people in that building.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get it.
I'm not fond of church to begin with, but the church across the street from me is building a new parking lot. They just deforested their front yard and are building a new parking lot. And my house has vibrated for the last week. I'm really thrilled with religion right now.
But it'll be over maybe another week or two.
Oh my God, it's taking too fucking long.
Anytime you do any kind of building, it always takes too long. But it looks like they've got the gravel base on there already.
Well, that's good.
So we might be just talking another few days for probably blacktop or cement. I'll have to look when I go over there and see when I go out and see if there's any forms.
I knew that they had planned on expanding, but I thought they were expanding their building. I didn't know that they were going to be expanding their parking lot.
Oh, maybe it's building and not parking lot.
You'd put all that gravel down for that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
To do a base, sure.
I don't
Well, we'll find out, won't
know.
we?
Yeah, I mean there was a house there across the street for your for a couple of years, and then one day it just disappeared. That
Really?
was crazy. Whole brick house gone. Bricks and everything gone.
Oh my goodness.
It was like they just picked it up and moved it.
Wow. Okay, wow.
I went to work. It was standing. I came home. It was not.
That is weird.
It was crazy.
I don't think anything works that fast.
Apparently this church does.
Wow. Okay.
And I figured that church that was like maybe, you know, the pastor's residence or whatever, because it was like right there on the grounds. I don't know. I guess not.
Maybe they bought that land.
I don't know.
Oh, if they're going to build, it'll be months.
Ugh.
It'll be 3-4 months of house rattling and
I hate them.
Ugh. But that's, you know, everybody's gotta grow, baby. Everybody.
No.
I know. You just moved into a neighborhood that was completely complete. It's the across the street neighborhood that's not.
I guess. Hate it.
Oh my God. Wait until they want to put a roundabout here at Harvest.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Good Lord.
I just drove down Secor the other day. Where are they going to eminent domain half of those houses? Because there's no fucking, you can't get 4 cars down Secor at Kenwood.
No.
You can't. How are you going to get a roundabout?
And they're talking about not disturbing the homeowners.
What?
I don't even know. Although.
That's going to be the tiniest one lane roundabout.
Recently, I took Chris to get her eyes checked. Remember?
Uh-huh.
And on Schneider Road at 2 of the streets, which are a block away, they have these little tiny roundabouts that it was so hard for me to turn, go around the roundabout and turn onto the side street. I mean, literally, it was stop and go, because it was so tight and so tiny. Is that what they're talking about?
I hope not.
Something ridiculous like that?
If they're not going to disturb the neighborhood, then yeah, because there's no other way.
No, because
they're going to get a tartar bus down there.
Right. I don't know. And why do they need one there? Why do they need to improve that section of it? Because it's only from Kenwood to Secor or to Central.
Yeah.
It's just that one block.
I don't know. I don't know. It drives me nuts, though.
I don't. Yeah.
It's just roundabout crazy. Roundabouts are fine in Europe, where other people actually kind of care about other people. In America, where nobody gives a shit about anybody else but themselves.
Right.
Fuck me. Fuck you and hooray for me.
Right.
Roundabouts don't work because Americans, A, don't know how to use them, and B, don't care about anybody else on the road.
Right. Right. People are crashing into them.
Oh, my God.
I don't really care either way, you know. But why do we have to have a roundabout at every intersection?
Well, why can't we just time the lights better?
Well, that, now, doesn't that make a lot of sense?
I mean, wouldn't that improve the flow of traffic and cut down on blah blah blah, like traffic circles are supposed to?
Well, I don't know. Next thing they're going to say, they're going to want a roundabout at Monroe and Secor. Can you see that?
Well, there's room for it.
Yeah,
there's room for a proper one there. Would it be feasible? No.
Right.
But again, if the lights further down Secor were timed better, there wouldn't be traffic into Monroe Street from Secor because the lights are all red.
Right.
And how many times have you sat, you know, on Secor watching cars in front of you just block traffic?
Yes.
Because the lights further down are still red.
Right. Happens all the time.
It's stupid. Just retime the fucking lights.
You gotta think that that's gotta have something to do with it. But then again, you've got every crazy on the road, and I'm one of them. And yeah, you're right. Hooray for me, and the hell with you.
Yeah.
That doesn't work either.
No.
I don't know anymore.
I don't either. It's all a nightmare.
Yeah.
All right. I guess on that note, we haven't talked about another movie. We'll figure something out. You know
we,
that we
will. Always do. We always do.
Fury Road is uploaded, so you can go listen to it. Yay. Now.
Hey.
Find our Facebook. There's not a lot of action in the chat, but if somebody chats, we'll chat back. That's fine.
Yeah.
And our TikTok. Go watch our TikTok. It's funny. We like the views. It makes us happy to know that people are watching us be idiots.
We love it. Yeah, absolutely. Lex will text me. We have 800 people looking at. What? 800 people? Are you kidding me? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty thrilled whenever we hear from you.
So, stay tuned for something else. We'll be back in a couple weeks.
Alrighty. Sounds good.
Until then, have a great day. Have great days.
All right. See ya.
Okay, bye.